Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Thank you for staying tuned to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. Yeah, we were talking about Joseph Dombry and why the United States uses the imperial system and not the metric system. And so, Cleo, you were saying some stuff when we went to the ad break, but I wanted to stop you because it was so great about dealing with, as a Canadian, conversions.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't believe I didn't realize that that's what you were talking about, using the imperial system, because it totally makes sense. I like to bake a lot, or like just like cook from online recipes or whatever, and it is so frustrating to have to convert ounces to like cups or milliliters constantly whenever I'm looking at a recipe. It's so annoying.
Yeah, I can totally imagine.
Yeah, and just like measurements online and stuff is frustrating sometimes, but
yeah, I guess it's just, yeah, like I'm not much of a cook or a baker, but I didn't even think about that. Like, you see, that's the thing, it's like I grew up in America, right? It's like I don't even think about it, you know? Like, the worst thing I worry about is like Celsius, and then everything else I'm usually describing in pounds, or like I never use kilograms ever, you know? And but then it's even weird, like Canada like picks and chooses like also what it wants, like you guys don't do the centimeters thing, like you guys do feet when describing like how tall someone is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like if I measure like a bookshelf to, you know, sell it online or something, I'm gonna use inches, or, you know, feet in inches as an indicator instead of centimeters. So I feel like we just kind of contextually pick what we feel like works best, and we're like, we're just gonna go with this one. Mix them. We are heavily influenced by America, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, it happens. I mean, Canada was here first. You know, it's funny. But yeah, so Joseph Dombey, he was a French botanist, okay?
Okay.
He was a French botanist. And it's like, the thing is, it's funny. It's like, he isn't even, the thing he's famous for isn't even this. Like, you know, this story was just literally like the end of his career. Like, you know, he's originally famous for he went on an expedition to South America in January like 1970 or in January not 1970 1778 and he like, you know, basically found a bunch of like South American and like fauna and plants and all of these things that like had never really been seen before. And he's famous for something called the Dombey situation, which was where the British had captured a portion of his the British on like when he was sending the plants home had captured the ship, and they commandeered it to send it to the British Museum, and like apparently the French government were like pissed about this for years. You know, but that isn't the focus of our story. If you guys want to read about the Dombey situation, I totally suggest that you guys should. But basically where Dombey comes into our story is in 1793, he met Thomas Jefferson, who Thomas Jefferson basically gave Joseph Dombey the mission of, here's a word I learned literally today, the metrication. He wanted Joseph Dombey to be in charge of the metrication of the United States of America, because up until this point, you know, since it's like since its conception from the Constitution, the United States, I found out, used Dutch units and English units. Like, they had a bunch of different units of measure all over the United States. So like, you would be in New York, and somebody would be measuring using English units, but then as soon as you went a bit more like south towards Florida, somebody was using Dutch units.
Whoa.
And so it made things a really hectic, and interstate commerce, you know, was very hard. And this is even before like the currency, like decimal currency, like before we had cents, like it was just dollars, and having to convert using a single dollar to something that didn't relate quite to a dollar. It was a whole a big mess. So Thomas Jefferson wanted to standardize it all. So he requested that they get some artifacts and a scientist from France to come and present it to Congress and the government in the United States. And so in 1793, he set out. But little did Joseph Dombey know that would be his last voyage ever. And so I think we'll save the rest, for the coming moments, because we got two songs to introduce. But we have here, let's see, on our playlist what we got. We have When It Comes to You and Please Don't Lead Me On. Claire, you wanna talk about those two songs you picked?
The first one is by Dead Ghosts, and they are from Vancouver, BC. And I really like their sound a lot. And the second one is The Sheepdogs. I feel like a lot of Canadians know The Sheepdogs. They're originally from Saskatchewan, I think.
That's cool.
And they've won like four Juno Awards or something like that. They're
Oh my
pretty
God.
popular now. They've been on Rolling Stone. But the song is Please Don't Leave Me On, which is a mega jam. It is a I don't know, a dance kind of song, I think so.
Yeah, no, I feel like our sounds today are very, Pup was an explosive intro, but I think most of our mid music right now is very chill and very kind of like vibing is what I would, for lack of a better word, what I would describe. No, so get ready for some relaxing music here on Working Title while you listen to the butterfly effect that is the lack of metric system here in the United States. And well, not here in the United States. I mean there in the United States. But yeah, so here we go. We're gonna hit you with When It Comes to You by the Dead Ghosts and Please Don't Leave Me On by the Sheepdogs. Stay with us, everyone.
Thank you.
they were playing our favorite song. Boogie on, reggae woman, never lasted for so long. Where did I go wrong? Please don't leave me alone. I just can't take a broken heart. No. Please don't leave me alone. I just can't take another broken heart.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Thanks for keeping that dial trained here on Working Title. We just heard from Dead Ghosts and the Sheepdogs. It was the song When It Comes to You and Please Don't Lead Me On. Yeah, really, I really like the chill vibe that we got going on. These songs are awesome. And it's all stuff that I haven't heard before, you know?
Awesome, yeah, they're great. Some of my favorites in there, and very happy to be playing Canadian artists.
So. Yeah, like literally the two bands that I know that we're playing today are Less Than Jake and Pup, and only one of them is Canadian. So, you know, shame on me.
No, you're being very true to your heritage. One Canadian and one, I assume, American.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm a little halfy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so back to Joseph Dombey. So he was hired, right, by Thomas Jefferson in 1793. To come and standardize the units of measurement in the U.S., right?
Mm-hmm.
So finally, you know, Joseph Dombey has been asking, you know, to leave his botany position to go on this this trip to the U.S. for a long time. And apparently, according to Wikipedia, yeah, like he had a lot of trouble and they didn't want to let him go. They were trying to deal with this situation with the British Museum. And yeah, and finally he got permission, you know, from his from whatever officials, I guess, that he needed to get permission from. Doesn't really say here. He finally got his expedition approved, and he was going to go over, you know, as per Jefferson's request.
Mm-hmm.
and teach America metric. And so he was carrying with him like a briefcase, almost like a case with about a couple like 3-inch tall weights, and all of those weights apparently were like, you know, pounds to kilograms and whatever the British unit of measurement was at the time. I don't even know. I should know, but I don't. Sorry, not gonna look it up now. but yeah. And so he was sailing across the Atlantic, and his ship ran into a giant storm. And so his ship ran into a giant storm, like right off of, on his way to the U.S. And he ended up actually getting blown all the way past Florida and like into the Caribbean. And so while his ship was trying to figure out, you know, where they were beset upon by what is lurking in the Caribbean waters in the 1700s, pirates, literal pirates. Boarded his ship and took everyone prisoner. And yeah, so they took Joseph Dombey prisoner, hoping to ransom him. But you know, they didn't. Nobody wanted to pay for him. It's kind of a sad story. But he died in captivity on this island of Montserrat. I think it's how you pronounce it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. And because he never made it to the U.S. They never got their presentation, and they never used the metric system.
Oh my
Like
God.
apparently the kilograms that he had made it into the hands of an American surveyor named Andrew Ellicott, which they were passed down in his family until 1952, until like one of his family members like donated the weights to the National Institute of Standards and Technology. And yeah, I just like I there's a little bit more I want to like a kind of like closing thoughts I want to talk about that I learned about America that I didn't even know after this. But yeah, like how crazy is that? Literally, because this guy never made it to America because of a storm and a pirate attack, we are now stuck in the modern day doing those conversions whenever you're trying to cook something, like you said.
Wow. I mean, I feel like maybe I'll feel a little less frustrated now that I know it's because a guy got abducted and pirates boarded a ship and he never got released because nobody wanted to pay his ransom.
Yeah, exactly.
Think of him and be sad and be like, you know what?
When I heard this story for the first time, it just made me think of like just how uncanny the world can be in how like certain things are the way they are. Like we've just accepted them at this point, right? Of like this is how the world works. But no, it works this way because of a dumb storm that happened to one guy
Oh
in the
my
middle of the
gosh.
1700s.
Wow.
I
That is
know.
not what I was expecting from that story.
I love it. I know. It's absolutely just such a surprise, and I can't believe it. And so there'll be some closing thoughts I have on that. Just like just surprise, like metric, like just America in the aftermath of all of this, which I think will be really fun. But I think up next we have a song from Kid Lucifer, My Girl.
Oh, amazing.
And you were saying you actually know these people here in Montreal?
Yeah, I'm not sure if all of them are still in Montreal just because of COVID. But yeah, they're actually also from I think the boys are originally from BC, but yeah, they all moved here and they have a ton of stuff on Spotify. Honestly, one of the coolest band. Like, I was so happy when I saw them for the first time, and they're all really nice people. And this is one of their older songs, honestly, but it's just one of my favorites. I got it originally on like a cassette that they gave me
Oh
that
my
was like
God, that's
all
awesome.
they'd done for band camp. So yeah, it was really cool. Yeah, definitely check them out, Kid Lucifer.
No, absolutely. No, I'm excited to show them off because I was watching their sorry, you can hear my cat desperately trying to claw his way into the room. But I was seeing their music video for this when I was getting the audio for My Girl. And it was funny. It was totally like Northern Montreal. Like they were driving through the mountains and the forests and stuff. And they were just like running around like some of the Montreal bar scene in this video. And I was just like, man, like what a Montreal looking band. And so.
Yeah, they really got it all. And yeah, they used to, at one point, I wasn't sure if they kind of. I think they almost rebranded or like sort of switched gears with three members of the band, and they were like Les Sonic, or maybe they just changed their name. And their lead singer Henry also does some solo stuff. He goes by BB Devil, a Baby Devil. I'm not sure which one it is. But yeah, they have a wealth of cool music out there if
No,
you
cool. I'm
delve
like
into
that.
it. They're very, yeah, very quintessentially some cool, chill Montreal guys.
No, it sounds like it, and it definitely, they definitely play like it. So I'm excited to show off. Well, here we go. We got My Girl by Kid Lucifer. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
I wanna pull you in, girl. So let's
Thanks for tuning in to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. We're going to hit you with a quick ad break and we'll be right back.